Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the state is suing the U.S. Department of Energy and some of its contractors. The lawsuit seeks to protect workers who are cleaning up decades of nuclear waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. KUOW's Hannah King is based near the Tri-Cities, where she covers the Hanford site. Anna told KUOW's Kim Malcolm the lawsuit focuses in particular on workers who deal with radioactive sludge stored in giant tanks.
This stuff is the byproduct of making plutonium at Hanford for bombs. It's really hazardous. Each tank is underground, and each one is about the size of a two-story house. We have 177 of these tanks out here, and people who even work with like a test tube of this stuff have to work in these special labs with windows and robots. The tanks are leaking, and the state is worried that they might rupture if they aren't taken care of.
So, Anna, what kind of work are these people doing?
They're cleaning and monitoring the tanks, and they're also pumping waste from really old tanks to slightly newer ones.
And so what's happening to the people who are doing this kind of work?
Some workers are complaining of headaches, bloody noses, burning skin, constant throat congestion. Some even claim that they're having brain-wasting diseases. And some Hanford watchdogs even say that workers have died from their exposure to tank farm vapors.
We've heard a lot about lawsuits going back and forth over the cleanup at Hanford. What's the gist of this new one?
So a report came out last year in October, and it said basically that workers are probably getting sick, that here's some things that the Department of Energy and its contractors could do, and here are some recommendations that it gave. And the report came out with a lot of fanfare. People were really excited about it. It seemed to address a lot of the concerns. And then Washington State says that they just didn't see a lot of tangible action or specifics after this report came out, and that the Department of Energy and its contractors have done some good work and have good intentions, but there's no enforceable deadlines, there's no specifics about what's going to happen with workers, and that's concerning to the state. And the Attorney General wants the federal government to have more specifics on what it's going to do to protect these workers, like what kind of work are they doing? Can it be done more safely? What type of monitoring is going on? Could that be done better? What kind of protective gear do they have? Are they actually encouraged to wear it? And can they have better control in the source of the problem? Like, could they have better filters? All those kinds of things.
So what are the chances that those questions will be addressed?
The feds and the contractors say that they're working on it, and they say they're dealing with the state would slow the overall timeline for this cleanup. But the state says in order for certain worker protections to actually happen, they need a timeline for that. And the state says the only way they can get that guarantee is by filing this case and winning it or coming to a settlement agreement so the court can enforce it. So on one hand, you have the state attorney general, Bob Ferguson, saying that. And on the other, you have the DOE and its contractors saying our top priority is worker safety, and we can't even get anywhere if you keep suing us.
So, Anna, what else is going on in the background of this problem at Hanford?
When I talked to the state attorney general today, they said that they're constantly stuck in this decades-long cycle, a merry-go-round of people get sick, there's a study, people say that study needs to be followed, there's no enforcement, there's good intentions, it's not followed through, and then a decade later, there's more people getting sick, there's another study. And it just keeps going around and around and around. And that's what the Attorney General's office wants to stop. They want to get off the merry-go-round and say, we're actually going to make it so people don't get sick anymore.
KUOW correspondent Anna King spoke with Kim Malcolm. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has announced a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Energy over cleanup at the Hanford site. Find out more at our website, KUOW.org.